Nice. Saguli, everyone, it's 8:30. I'll call this meeting to order. I'll start off with doing the opening this morning. Dauna ganjokwa sun siose chi nat eundu ganahale ganahale dungsla. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni ngwa nigola daitinoe ladu nain yunkinuha ohunjage ji sego yunadli wan dirohari datu yunduha kingwa nigo. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni ngwa nigola daitinoe ladu nain. O neganos hogu ji sego yinadli wan diero hadi da tu yundu hakin guat nigo. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guat nigo la daitinoe ladu. Nain o negli suha ji sego yinadli wan diero hadi da tu yundu hakin guat nigo. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guat nigo la daitinoe ladu. Nain kahiondes awan hit ji sego yinadli wan diero hadi da tu yundu hakin guat nigo. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guat nigo la daitinoe ladu. Nain oyunkwa u ji sego inadli wan jero hari datu yundu hakin guat nigo. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guat nigo la daitinoe ladu. Nain onunkwa togu ji sego inadli wan jero hari datu yundu hakin guat nigo. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guat nigo la daitinoe ladu. Nain asanate ngu dahundele ji sego inadli wan jero hari datu yundu hakin guat nigo. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni ngwa nigula daitinoe ladu. Nain galanda suha ji sego inadli wan jiro hari datu yundu hakin ngwa nigo. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni ngwa nigula daitinoe ladu. Nain gundilio suha ji sego inadli wan jiro hari datu yundu hakin ngwa nigo. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni ngwa nigula daitinoe ladu. Nain gunjokwa ji sego inadli wan jiro hari datu yundu hakin ngwa nigo. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guat nigula daitinoe ladu. Nain ojita suha ji sego inadli wan jiro hari datu yundu hakin guat nigo. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guat nigula daitinoe ladu. Nain oela suha ji sego inadli wan jiro hari datu yundu hakin guat nigo. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guat nigula daitinoe ladu. Nain Ladi sakayontese, ji sego inadli wan jiro hari datu yundu hakin guat nigo. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guat nigo la daitinoe ladu. Nain yodahot sunkwa jiha, ji sego lanadli wan jiro hari datu yundu hakin guat nigo. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guat nigo la daitinoe ladu. Nain yunki sota hwe nidale, ji sego yunki nigo la dadi datu yundu hakin guat nigo. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guat nigula daitinoe ladu. Nain yoji stokwalu ji sego inadli wan jiro hari datu yundu hakin guat nigo. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guat nigula daitinoe ladu. Nain gaye ni yungwedage ji sego inadli wan jiro hari datu yundu hakin guat nigo. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guat nigula daitinoe ladu. Nain Skanadalio ji sego inadli wan jiro hari datu yundu hakin guat nigo. Aguegos kaji edwahwe nuni guat nigula daitinoe ladu. Nain sunkwai disu ji sego inadli wan jiro hari datu yundu hakin guat nigo. Dani. All right, so our next order of business would be special recognition of the Oneida Energy Team. Councilman Stevens, the sponsor.
Gluswig Wake, Ernest Stevens III, and Ayungets. Should I make sure anybody over in Milwaukee? So thank you all for coming for this, you know, brief but important recognition this morning. I think that if you look at the history of this nation, there's a lot of efforts that we have led the charge in. You know, I think that energy definitely is one of them. And so today we're recognizing some folks who, I think most of them, if not all of them, I don't want to, you know, date you, but you guys have been around for a long time in this nation doing a lot of work. And I say that only because you guys have contributed to at a time when we didn't have a whole lot. And you just had your time and your backs to do the efforts. And a lot of you guys are out in the fields measuring stuff. I see a lot of faces in here who are still out there doing things, and some new faces as well that are going to be here for a while, I think, I hope, right? So this recognition acknowledges that history. It acknowledges the work. It acknowledges the fact that as the Oneida Nation, as Unkwe people, it's our job to take care of the earth. It's our job to manage it, its resources, and the people that live on it, to do our part in doing that. And so energy is very important. It's very crucial to not just understand it, not just utilize it, but continue to prepare for the future. As we know, with this last week, this weather, it's changing. It's really, you know, hard to predict. And so we want to make sure that we're ahead of our time as far as gauging energy, gauging how we use it, gauging how we're able to sustain it and manage it within the reservation. So just recently, I believe it was about two, three weeks ago, the energy team hosted a two-day planning session on energy. So we devised basically a draft strategy for the nation moving forward in 2018. And I believe, someone correct me, feel free to correct me or shake your head, nod your head. I think it was 2025 that we want to reach net zero. Is that what our goal was? And net zero, what that means is basically, I'm probably not going to get this exactly right, but and Michael, please fill me in as you come up here. I'm going to ask you to speak, by the way. So I know I didn't mention that, so prepare to say a few words. You have a couple minutes. But net zero basically means, and Michael will explain it far better than me, is that we're at a point where we're not having to garner more resources from energy, that we're sustaining it, we're storing it, we're utilizing it for our lighting systems, for all of our energy systems, that we're actually having an output. So we're getting there. We understand the technology better. We have federal folks that are going to help us and provide resources. So again, we have a great team. And as I've been traveling a little bit and seeing Indian country and seeing the work that other tribes are doing in energy, I had noticed that they look to our folks. They look at our people and ask what we think. They ask what Oneida thinks about energy. And so we are a leader out there, and I'm very proud of that. So I just wanted to say that as well. And there's so much I can say, honestly. You can sit here all day, and I can rant and rave about the work they've done for the last 30 years, 20 years, give or take. I'm looking at Michael. I'm sorry, but you know, he's been around for a while, and I said, because he's kind of a legend in energy nationally. So I think if you're out there with him, you'll see that. He's humble, but I'm just kind of picking on him a little bit. So I guess we'll have some recognitions here, and when we call your name, just come on up and just stand in the line, and we'll kind of recognize you guys all at once. And then when we leave, see Kathy back here holding the camera. She's got some gifts for you guys, okay? So, again, just lastly, real quick, in 2018, moving forward, we have a lot of opportunities. We have a lot of resources and knowledge right here on the nation. So there's some really exciting things that we're looking at, some exciting things that we've already kind of been rolling out. So I'm personally, as a tribal member, I'm excited. But as a member of this OBC, you know, I'm here to help champion them and help support them because they need it. They deserve it. And I think with their leadership and efforts, the tribe can not just lead the nation in energy, but, you know, just take our nation to a new level and prepare for the next 30, 40, 50 years, because we're going to need that information. It's important. So with that, I'll bring up our people. We're going to go by alphabetical order. So if I call your name, please come on up and just kind of line up right here. Or we'll do it right up on these steps here, if you don't mind. So, Jackie Boyle. Justine Hill. Laura Manthe. Melissa Newthall, sorry. Ray Olson. Pat Pelkey. Eugene Schubert. Eugene. We'll get him a certificate. Thanks, Eugene. Michael Troji. Chad Wilson. And not present today is Kevin Rentmeester. Michael can remind me of his title, but Mike, Kevin does all of our electricity work. He just helped install the LED system at the Turtle School, and we're going to continue to do things like that, installing LED systems and make ourselves more efficient. So Kevin couldn't make it today, but he's also on this team. So with that, let's give one more big round of applause for our Oneida Nation Energy team. So, Michael, you want to... Anybody, doesn't have to be you, but Laura.
Thank you. No, I just wanted to say, on behalf of the energy team, I think it's been a great effort for the last decade and a half doing the energy work, two decades in some cases. The energy work, and I think we had a pretty successful workshop a couple weeks ago, and we're in the midst of compiling the energy team, or the energy plan, strategic energy plan, and hope to unveil that here in the next few weeks and present it to the business committee. And thank you to the business committee, thank you to the United community for their support, and I think we have a lot of good ideas for energy, for Oneida, around energy issues going forward. Thank you.
All right, our next item on the agenda is special recognitions for years of service. Geraldine.
I had to move the mic way down. I'm not jumping. So we're here to recognize the employees who have 25 years of service or more. Some of the things I like to talk about are some of the activities that occurred while the employees were starting their employment with the Oneida Nation. Unfortunately, for our first employee, we couldn't find anything other than we had six employees at the time. Because we usually search through Old Golly Weezocks and find some interesting facts from that time. So with that, I will start with 30 years ago, the Oneida opened its first mobile home court, also known as the Green Earth Court, Oneida takes ownership of the quarry and begins conservation cleanup efforts. 25 years ago, gaming and retail combined and opened One Stop 54 expansion project, which was the first to sell gas, cigarettes, and have an attached casino. The U.S. Environmental and Protection Agency issued a report stating that secondhand smoke is one of the most toxic substances known to cause cancer. So those are some of the interesting facts that happened around the time that each of you were hired. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to the chair to introduce our first employee.
All right, it's my pleasure, my honor to be able to give this certificate of appreciation to Joylynn Cornelius. Can you come on up? With the tribe for 45 years? So I'll go ahead and read the certificate and I'll add a little to it. So Joylynn has provided 45 years of continuous commitment to the Oneida Nation. Joylynn is a proud member of the Menominee tribe, born and raised on the Menominee Reservation. She began her teaching career in 1973 as a teacher in Head Start program. She taught there for 25 years. She continued her education, completing her professional education degree in elementary education from St. Norbert's College in 1995, and also went on to complete her master's degree from Lesley College in Cambridge, Massachusetts in 1997. Also, she obtained her 316 reading license. Joylynn has been a valued member of the Oneida Nation school system since 1996 and a second grade teacher, kindergarten, and most recently a reading resource teacher. She has been involved in many activities over the years, pom-pom coach, science fair judge, book fair lady. Joylynn has a strength and determination continue to contribute to her community and has been an outstanding role model for Native youth. Her language and culture have been a center for her life and have provided her the opportunity to achieve her dreams.
Thank you.
And then also, if people don't know, this is my auntie, so I got a little special privilege here being able to present her years of service, and I think it's great that, you know, to have people like Joylynn working in our organization for 45 years, and especially in the education area where we as Oneida people have placed a very high priority on education, not only of our youth, but also as our adults with our post-secondary education programs. So I think it's very important to have people like Joylynn in our organization, in our community, and in our families to make sure that, you know, that things are being done with a good heart and a strong mind, you know, to make sure that, you know, our kids have the best chance to go forward in life and be successful. And people who dedicate, you know, 45 years of their life to our children is just absolutely amazing.
I just wanted to say a few words about Joylynn, too. I've been in her classroom and observed her many times and how she interacts with our young students, our smallest students in the school. And when it comes for advocating for them, for teaching them, for wanting them to learn, she's like a mama bear. And she is very nurturing. The kids, you know, they love her. They give her hugs every day. And she's just a wonderful employee. So very proud to be her supervisor, and I hope we have her for many more years. Thank you, Joylynn.
Thank you.
Next, we have Bonnie Ryder with 35 years of experience, or 35 years with the nation, sorry.
It is my pleasure to recognize Bonnie Ryder for this dedication, for her dedication and loyalty to the United Nation for the past 35 years working at Anna John Nursing Home. She is an exemplary employee that provides each and every day compassionate, quality care to the Oneida elders. Every single day that she comes into work, she basically makes sure the residents and the elders' needs are being met and actually making them feel loved and cared for throughout their day. So I just want to say thank you, Bonnie, for the dedicated service and your commitment to the Oneida Nation. And we hope that she has many more years of service to come.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next, we have Michelle Geisey with 30 years of service. No, I have that stuck in my head today. Come on up, Michelle.
Good morning. Michelle has worked for the tribe for 30 years, and she actually started off at the health center, and she started there August 29th of 1988, giving shots to probably a lot of you people, or a lot of your babies, and your babies are probably now 30 years old because she has done them all. She's a certified medical assistant, and she's worked there for 29 years, because she came to Employee Health on December 4th of last year, and it was a great addition for Employee Health. She's got a very positive attitude. She does over and above her routine duties. She's very respected by her coworkers. She's just an awesome person and just a fabulous certified medical assistant, so we are very, very glad to have her there. At Employee Health, she's become a CPR instructor, a drug alcohol technician, a urine tester, and she's used her skills in phlebotomy, which she probably didn't at the health center because they had a lab, but she's used a lot of her skills, so I think she probably likes doing some of that too. But we really are glad to have her at Employee Health, and we hope to have her for 30 years with us. So congratulations, Michelle.
Next, we have Carrie Danforth with 30 years of service.
Good morning. I'm Jackie Boyle with the Division of Public Works. Carrie has provided 30 years of continuous commitment to the Oneida Nation. He began his journey here with the nation in 1987 as a laborer in the utilities department, which was a two-man operation at the time, so he did run the pumper truck. After 1 year in this position, he transferred to the DPW plumbing department. In 1993, Carey returned to the utilities department as a master plumber. In 1996, he became the DPW plumbing manager and held that position until recently when he became the DPW plumbing inspector. Carey has been a devoted employee of the Oneida Nation through his 30 years of service and an excellent manager, inspector within DPW. Over the years, his skills, knowledge, and leadership have set forth a path of continuous improvement for DPW, the Oneida Nation, and the community. On behalf of the Oneida Nation, the Oneida Business Committee is thankful to Carey for his unwavering dedication to the organization and community. And I just have a few words to... As you know, Carrie's nickname is Bugs, because when I looked it up in the email the first time looking for Bugs, I couldn't find it, called MIS. And we figured out it was Kerry. So I asked Kerry Boggs how he got this nickname. He knows his uncle gave it to him. He's not sure why. So if any of you know, please share. When he worked with Oneida Construction, they were located at the Ridgeview Plaza, so that's been quite a while ago. But he was involved with some of the largest projects that the Oneida Nation has undertaken, including the main casino, the Turtle School, and the IMAC addition. After that, he worked on Sandhill Circle, Jonah Circle, Daniel Court, Rolling Hills, and several other septic systems. Several hundred other septic systems. So if you have a septic system, he's probably been involved with it some way or other, and I'm sure you're very thankful for that, to have it running properly. Currently, Boggs is heading up DPW facility assessments. What we're doing is we have a plan to assess each of the buildings. There's about 80 of them. And he goes through, they take pictures, his team inspects for safety and for maintenance and for security needs and landscaping, and that creates our plan for the budget and for pursuing the work orders that we need to do. In his other role, he is helping with training of non-plumbers that are in maintenance so that they can do their jobs at a higher capacity within elder services and gaming and housing. And he's doing a very good job at that, working with NWTC and then his own skills and knowledge, sharing that with others. I know that one thing outside of work that Bugs is very involved with is the youth and athletics, and it has encouraged the youth to pursue their athletics and their education, and that is his contribution to the community, and I think there's nothing greater than that, is to focus on our youth. Thank you.
Next, we have Brenda Wagner with 25 years of service.
For the past 25 years, Brenda Wagner has been the accountant in the retail area. During this time, she has continuously shown her commitment to the Oneida Nation. Brenda is a valued employee due to her commitment to quality and personal and professional integrity. Brenda is always willing to help when needed and takes pride in every duty that she performs. Brenda is an asset to this area and is always striving to make improvements. We are very proud to celebrate 25 years with Brenda and look forward to many more years.
Next, we have Christy Stevens with 25 years of service.
Good morning. My name is Barb Trutman. I work at the Casino Facilities Department, and I'm very lucky to be working with Christy Stevens. Christy has provided 25 years of commitment to the Oneida Tribe. Oneida Nation. And what is also amazing, she worked her entire career in the custodial department for gaming, which I find that amazing as well. She has shown great dedication not only to the custodial department, but also to gaming overall. She has worked at, I believe, every location that we have, so she's very familiar with all of that. She started on the front line and worked her way up the ranks to supervisor, whether she liked it or not. And I only say that because of her work ethic, she was chosen, actually are kind of sought out by her supervisor at that time to become a supervisor. So I think that shows great dedication. Also, she is a key player on our supervisor team and works closely with her staff to ensure they have what they need to meet our mission statement, which is to provide a safe, clean, and friendly environment for all. I know her staff appreciates this, as they often share their feedback on what a great boss she is, and I think that's another testament when your staff loves you. We value the service Christy provides to the tribe and are thankful for her leadership. So I thank you, Christy, for all your hard work.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to take a shot at pronouncing this last name. Randy Rusniak with 25 years of service.
Hello, I'm Renee Cray, Randy's supervisor at the Players Club. Randy has provided 25 years of continuous commitment to Oneida Casino. Randy is very valued and has become one of our department leads due to her accuracy, dependability, and knowledge. Randy is always willing to help when needed and takes pride in every duty that she performs. Randy is well respected by her peers and well liked by all her customers. We are proud to celebrate 25 years with Randy.
Thank you. Next, we have Gail Skenador with 25 years of service.
I'm Colin Jordan, Players Club Supervisor. Gail has provided 25 years of continuous commitment to the United Nation. She has been a Player Club representative at the United Casino since the department was created back in February of 94. 2 years later, she earned a CERT certificate, which led her to take the responsibility of a Players Club lead. During that time, she provided guidance, encouragement to her co-workers. Gail has been well respected by her peers, well liked by customers, and we are very proud to celebrate the 25 years with Gail to look forward to many more. One other thing is that Gail has been given the opportunity a few years ago to become a supervisor, but luckily enough, she turned that down because I know that if she had, she'd be giving me this award instead of me giving it to her. Well, thank you, Gail.
Next, we have Rocky Hill with 25 years of service. Raquel.
I'm going to adjust this to make it appear I'm taller than I am. Good morning. I'm George Skenador. I'm with the Governmental Services Division, and I'm happy and pleased to be a part of recognizing Raquel Hill for her 25 years of continuous commitment to the United Nation. Apparently, Raquel started when she was about 12 years old, which I thought was illegal hiring practices. Geraldine, you might want to check into that. But she actually began her journey with the nation in 1989 in the kitchens of the Irene Moore Activities Center, where her and Brian Dockstader used to get into a lot of trouble with each other, having too much fun at work. Raquel recalls making popcorn as the best part of her job. She then moved to land management back when it was located in the Norbert Hills Center, and then moved to the Conservation Department for 6 years. In 1999, she became a political appointee with Eugene Yogi Metoxin. In 2002, she went on to work for then-chairperson Tina Danforth until she transferred in 2004 to Legislative Affairs, and she stayed there until moving to the Governmental Services Division in December of 2016. Raquel prides herself on being solution-oriented, having a positive outlook on life. She's very witty, has a wonderful sense of humor, and a matching laugh. Not only is Raquel an asset to their organization, but also to the nation overall through her service over the years on various boards, committees, and commissions. So I want to thank Raquel on behalf of the nation, the business committee, for your commitment, dedication, interest, passion, desire to play such an important role for change in our community. Thank you.
I'm going to move it back down. Next, we have Linda Kreischer with 25 years of service. No, Linda? All right. We'll go to Penelope Hernandez for 25 years of service.
Hi, my name is Jeff Pierce. I'm the transportation manager for the Urneta Casino. Penny Hernandez has provided 25 years of continuous commitment to the Urneta Nation. Penny has been a gaming shuttle department employee and one of the first employees and supervisors for our department. Penny demonstrates excellent communication skills and displays a positive attitude. She has gained the respect of the customers and other in other gaming and travel departments and tries to help everyone when possible. Penny maintains all of her crews, scheduling, and training and keeps them within the state, federal, and travel CDL requirements needed for their jobs. Penny can be relied on for her honesty and caring attitude towards all gaming employees and little ones, I see. she truly does embrace the Urneta Casino vision. Mission and values. On behalf of the United Nation, I want to thank Penny. Penny has always been a very dedicated employee. I want to say at this point, when we first started 25 years ago, we used to have to wash the units out in the parking lot, and Penny's crews would get out there and do this. She never had a problem working with it. We started small, we grew big, all the while the tribe was growing, which was a very positive dedication for her. She's worked very hard to make sure that her people, her workers, are always been taken care of and also safe as can be. We do a lot of work with the elders. We are doing the college fair as of this week, where we take kids going into the to learn which colleges they can go to. All of that greatly falls onto my supervisors because they have to schedule the times and schedule the shuttles that have to go and the drivers. So the commitment for the tribe, Penny has always tried very hard to excel in that area. So I want to thank her very much. Thank you, Penny.
Next, we have Wayne Cornelius with 25 years of service. Daniel King with 25 years of service.
I'll have to also adjust it up a little, George. So I'm actually honored. I'm substituting today. Jeff Mears is a supervisor for, I guess, almost all these years. So, oh, yeah, Lou Williams, too, yeah. But he's on travel for the nation. So Jeff, as thorough as he is, he always writes things up for me, so forth. So I'm just going to go ahead and read it because I think it really kind of is spot on. So with Dan. So Dan King returned to Oneida to begin work on the safety coordinator at the Environmental Health Safety in area on August 9, 1993. This was a time from precedent growth for the nation in construction to include the casino, Turtle School, daycare, United Police Department, just to name a few. As a responsible government, the United Nations demonstrated commitments to the workers and for safety, and also the safety department, where Dan was a big part of that. Dan continued to monitor and responded to all complaints about construction work to protect the United community and also the employees. Dan continues to respond to the issues with construction contractors protecting workers and protecting Oneida from liability from unsafe work practices. Over the years, Dan has investigated workplace incidents and injuries and provided training to thousands of Oneida employees in a variety of safety topics like slips, falls, trips, driver safety. I've attended many of these trainings over the years, and I've enjoyed every one. So Dan does a really great job. Dan worked for years on the emergency management issue, bringing information and training to Oneida's elected leaders, employees, and to the community. He continues to contribute to the national safety concerns as a member of the Tribal Radioactive Materials Committee. Jeff just wanted to congratulate Dan on 25 years of working with Oneida and thank him for his services, and I do too. So Dan's very, very personable, and he's always willing to come in and help. And he really does is very concerned of employee safety and also the people who are visiting and community. So I appreciate all the work Dan's done all these years. So thank you, Dan.
So that concludes our presentations for today. Just so you know, this is only part of our group for this quarter. We have had such a large group that we had to divide it into two, so we'll be doing this again in a few weeks. So I'd like to give you all one final congratulations and thank you for your time and dedication to the Oneida Nation. So let's give them one more round of applause. Thank you.
All right, we got the next item up is adoption of the agenda.
Mr. Chair.
Brandon.
I'd like to make a motion to adopt the agenda with executive session items B2 and C13 to be deleted.
Second.
Motion by Brandon, seconded by Jenny. Discussion on the agenda. Ed, you got 5 minutes.
I'm just wondering why the PAP program, two actions in executive session, why it's an executive session. You know, there are tribal members who have family members who, you know, look for every bit of information we can get on what's happening with the TAP program. And I'm just wondering why something so important would be an executive session.
You're asking about the TAP program?
Yeah. If I'm reading this right.
Okay. Yeah.
Personnel related.
Yeah, it was personnel related.
Personnel, okay.
Yeah, it was just kind of an update for the committee and, okay. And some changes that will be coming forward. So
I understand if it's in if it's a personnel issue.
Yeah.
And then also it says here on the minutes to approve September 26th minutes, but I don't see them in the packet here. Yeah. I think I saw September 19th, but I didn't see September 26th anywhere in the packet that we got anyway.
Okay. Yeah, so it's not in the packet, so we'll defer that to the next meeting when we come to it, which is next. All right, so I'll go ahead and we'll have a vote on the motion to adopt the agenda with two deletions, exec B2 and C13. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. I'll turn it over to Brandon.
All right, the minutes of September 26th, they're not in the packet, so I'm looking for a motion to defer them.
So moved.
All right, motion has been made and seconded. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Resolution. Adopt resolution entitled Action by Oneida Nation as Owner of Corporate Shares. We have a resolution on page 14. So if you guys are okay with the resolution, you want to do a quick overview? Joanne?
Over the years, the Oneida Nation, through the Oneida Business Committee, has created corporate entities which are intended to allow the tribe to do business in a business-like manner without having to address or affect the sovereign immunity or actions of the Oneida Nation. During this time, those corporate entities have had boards of directors. And the tribe as the sole shareholder of all shares within that corporate entity. And so this resolution is one of the next steps in managing that relationship. There has been confusion about who's the owner of a corporation and how those shareholder votes are cast. This resolution basically clarifies that the Oneida Nation is the owner of the shares in corporations that the nation creates or participates in an active manner, not in an investment manner. And as the owner, the Oneida Nation is represented by the business committee. And the business committee acts as a body in a formal setting to determine how those shares will be cast. And they do that by proxy, by appointing a liaison to deliver the proxy, by identifying business committee members to cast their particular vote, or by appearing as a group to cast their vote by consensus of the group at a meeting. Clarifying that a shareholder meeting is not a meeting of the Oneida Business Committee. So this is really just taking some actions, historical actions and processes, and formalizing them in a resolution that will ultimately be wrapped up in legislation that the LOC is presenting, is developing regarding corporate entities.
All right. Any questions?
Chairman? I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution entitled Action by Oneida Nation as Owners of Corporate Shares.
All right. Motion by Jenny. Second by Trish. Discussion? Bonnie?
Yes, I have one question. The corporate charter for Oneida, along with the constitutional changes that were done several years back, does this impact any of that information regarding the charter?
The tribe's corporate charter is a federally issued document and has not been utilized for many, many decades and is not a part of this process.
Okay. All right. Is okay? All right. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you, Joanne. Right. Chairman?
All right, next item is enter the e-poll results into the record for adopted resolution 92818A, support Indigenous Peoples Day resolution.
So moved. Second.
So motion by David, seconded by Kirby. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next items on the agenda are appointments. Appointment 6A is review chairman's recommendation, determine next steps for the Oneida Library Board.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to accept the chairman's recommendation of Xavier Horkman and Marjorie Stevens.
Speak up.
I'll make a motion to accept the chairman's recommendations for Xavier Horkman and Marjorie Stevens for the Oneida Library Board.
Second.
Yes, we got a motion by Jenny, seconded by Kirby. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. One, two abstentions, Brandon and Ernie. All right, the next item under appointments is to review the chairman's recommendation to determine next steps for the Oneida Nation Arts Board.
Mr. Chair?
Jenny?
I'll make a motion to accept the chairman's recommendation to appoint Beverly Skenador to the Oneida Nation Arts Board.
Can I also request the motioner to include requesting the secretary's office to, or BC support office, to repost the second vacancy?
Yes, please.
All right, is there a second to that motion?
Support.
Supported by Trish. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item under appointments is to appoint three applicants to the Oneida Youth Leadership Institute Board of Directors. And I guess at this time, I wasn't able to participate and Ernie yesterday in the discussion, so I would like to defer this item to later in the agenda so we can be a part of that conversation.
So moved.
Second.
All right, there's a motion by Jenny, seconded by Ernie, to defer this discussion to later in the agenda. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item on the standing committees, we have the Finance Committee approve the October 1, 2018 Finance Committee meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second. Part.
Motion by David, supported by Ernie. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item is the Legislative Operating Committee to accept the September 19th, 2018 Legislative Operating Committee meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Daniel. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item is quality of life. To accept the July 12, 2018 quality of life meeting minutes.
So moved. Second.
Motion by David, seconded by Ernie. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item 8, unfinished business. A, send a request for a standard operating procedure for special budget requests to the Finance Committee. Sponsor Trish.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The request was to, in regards to set, providing set-asides over multiple years in regard for items, one-time events. And an example would be the 200-year celebration. There was a motion previously made by the business committee several years ago that said to put $10,000 in a set-aside or in a fund to allow it to grow so that when the 200 celebration came about, we would be able to fund it without any problems. Unfortunately, that process really leads into some problem. It's problematic with the GASB rules because that's really about budgeting for the current year that you're in. As we were looking through this, and sometimes it's a minimal amount and sometimes it's a larger amount, but it might be more appropriate for the business committee to take action to direct this to the finance committee to make a policy in regards to it so that we have something to rely on when during the auditing processes. So I would prefer to move it to that venue and let them bring back, create the SOPs to be brought back in the policy. Because it's really special projects, and the business committee has a special projects line, but it gets extremely difficult when it's not the business committee's initiative.
Jenny? Then David.
So then I'll make a motion to send the request for a SOP for special budget request to the Finance Committee to develop.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by David. Discussion? All right, seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up on the agenda is travel reports. Item A, approved travel report for Councilman David Jordan to the National Tribal Gaming Commissioners Regulators Conference in Prior Lake, Minnesota, September 17th and 18th.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Kirby. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions?
Motion.
One abstention, David. Motion carries. The next item, B, approved travel report for Councilman Daniel Guzman King, Tribal Caucus and Intertribal Criminal Justice Council meetings in Baraboo, Wisconsin, March 21st and 22nd.
So moved. Second.
Motion by David, seconded by Ernie. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? One abstention, Daniel. Motion carries. Item 10 on the agenda is travel requests. A, approved travel request in accordance with 5 family and child education staff face regional technical assistance days in Minneapolis, Minnesota, October 24th through the 26th.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Ernie. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is new business A, retro approve and retro authorize the dissertation research request for George Bowden of the University of Cambridge.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by David. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next up is General Tribal Council. A, approve the notice and meeting materials for the tentatively scheduled December 10th, 2018 special General Tribal Council meeting. Motion by Jennifer Webster. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Kirby. Discussion. Ed, you got 5 minutes.
Are these, are A and B, are they anything to do with that notice received in the mail that something was, that a per capita payment by Gladys Dallas was declared not going to happen?
No, A is the budget meeting, and B is to approve the four requested actions, petitioner Dallas. Okay. That's a new petition.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any further discussion on approving the notice for December 10th at 6 p.m.? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions. Motion carries. The next item, B, under General Tribal Council's approve four requested actions, petitioner Dallas, re-special per capita payment and or options. And those actions are, one, to acknowledge receipt of the petition from Gladys and Linda Dallas regarding the special per capita payments and or options. Two, to assign the petition to a GTC meeting agenda tentatively scheduled for January 21st, 2019. Three, to direct the direct reports offices to complete and submit their administrative impact statements. And four, to direct the law, finance, and legislative reference offices to complete and submit legal review, fiscal impact statement, and statement of effect, respectively.
So moved. For all four?
Motion by Jenny to approve the four actions, seconded by Brandon. Discussion. Ed, you got 5 minutes.
Now, is this one regarding what we received in the mail last week about it being... this is a different petition.
This is another petition.
This is a different one.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, because the one I received was saying that the business committee declared the last one unconstitutional. And my understanding that General Tribal Council changed their constitution and created a judiciary, and I think for something to be declared unconstitutional, that's the role of a court, not the role of the business committee. I think the business committee can say we feel as though it's unconstitutional, but I don't think the business committee can declare it unconstitutional. Thank you.
Brandon?
I guess my response to that, Ed, would be is I think we could deem it unconstitutional in our opinion, and I think it would be settled in the judiciary. So Gladys or whoever the petitioner may be would bring that to the judiciary, and they would determine whether or not if we were right or wrong in that determination. That's right. In my mind, yeah.
I think we're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other discussion on the motion to approve the four requested actions? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Opposed.
One opposed. Ernie, abstentions? No abstentions. Motion carries. Next, item C under General Tribal Council is to approve four requested actions. Petitioner Kathy L. Matoxin, Re-Oneida Youth Leadership Institute. And the four requested actions, again, to acknowledge receipt of the petition from Kathy L. Matoxin regarding the Oneida Youth Leadership Institute. Two, to assign the petition to a General Tribal Council agenda tentatively scheduled for January 21st, 2019. Three, to direct the direct reports offices to complete and submit their administrative impact statements. And four, to direct the Law, Finance, Legislative Reference Office to complete and submit the legal review, fiscal impact statement, and the statement of effect, respectively.
So moved.
Motion by Kirby Matoxin. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Jennifer Webster. Discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
One opposed. Ernie, abstentions? No abstentions. Motion carries. Next item under General Tribal Council is item D, select the tentative date and time for the 2019 annual General Tribal Council meeting. So the Radisson Hotel and Conference Center has indicated the meeting could be held on Sunday, January 27th, or Thursday, January 31st, 2019. And then we'll also have to determine the time. If we select Thursday, the usual time is 6 o'clock. Occasionally it's 5 o'clock. Generally, the Sundays, we usually try to start earlier at 10. I guess at this point, it's up to the committee to select a date and determine the time. Kirby?
I just would ask for consideration on the Sunday meetings to not start at 10. That's the time church services start. And the last time, or when there are GTC meetings on Sunday, I do hear a lot of elderly and tribal members concerned about the 10 o'clock. I would prefer to have that later.
Jenny?
I'll make a motion then to select the tentative date for the annual GTC meeting for Thursday, January 31st at 6 p.m.
Second.
Point of clarification, Mr. Chair.
Okay. The motion has been made and made by Jenny, seconded by Kirby. Discussion, Trish?
On the previous item, I don't know if we have a January 21st meeting scheduled, or is that what the previous item was, that to be deferred to this annual meeting?
I'm assuming that the two separate dates. Mm-hmm. So
the petition was for January 21. The annual is two options.
Okay. I just was trying to get a clear. I thought there was a typo on the date.
Yeah, so either way, we're looking at two meetings at the end of January, or in January.
Yeah, and one is tentative.
Yeah. Oh, they're both tentative until you get the 10-day notice. Any further discussion on the motion to select Thursday at 6 p.m., January 31st, 2019. All right, Bonnie, you got 5 minutes.
I would hope that the committee would take into consideration that past precedence has been in January meetings for our annuals have always concluded with a rainy date. type of situation, inclement weather date. So if you would please consider also including an inclement date to consider that day as a day that you're going to hold the annual, because otherwise you have to come back here and you have to set another date. Thank you.
Jenny?
Lisa, are there any other alternate dates past that? Should there be bed?
I don't have any options, but I can bring them to the next meeting.
Okay.
Trish?
Can we add the budget in there? Because that's in December.
Add the budget in there.
In the alternate date?
For an inclement weather date next meeting, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Subsequent motion to request inclement weather dates for both the budget meeting and the annual meeting? Okay.
Yes, please.
All right. Is there any further discussion on the motion to select the date of Thursday, January 27th at 6 p.m.? January
31st.
Thursday, January 31st. All right. Brad, you got 5 minutes.
I don't understand what's wrong with having it on a Saturday.
Saturday's not an option. The only available days at the Radisson are Sunday, January 27th, and Thursday, January 31st. Saturday was not an option.
What was the other date?
Sunday, January 27th, and Thursday, January 31st.
Well, I think the Sunday one would be better than a Thursday. You got to remember, you got people working. And especially being at night, you got people traveling. You know, Sunday in the morning would be better because it would be daylight. People would have a chance to get down and drive back in daylight. You know, you got to start considering you're in January. You got to think of weather. And doing this at night starts getting to be a dangerous proposition here. You know, like you say, storm might move in, road conditions, etc. So I can't see doing a Thursday.
All right, does that conclude your comments, Brad?
Yep.
Thank you. Any other discussion on the selection of Thursday, January 31st at 6 p.m.? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, that concludes our open session portion of the meeting. I did request that we go back to the Oneida Youth Leadership Board of Directors discussion, which would be executive session at this point for us to determine the next steps. So I'm requesting a motion to go back into executive session at 9:47.
So moved.
Motion by David. Is there a second? Seconded by Daniel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Thank you, everyone. Motion to come out of executive session at 10:16.
So moved.
Motion by David. Seconded by Daniel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. We're going back on the agenda under item 6C, appointments. And so it was my recommendation that we appoint Melissa Matoxin, Wendy Alvarez, and Elijah Matoxin to the Oneida Youth Leadership Institute Board of Directors.
So moved.
Motion by David, seconded by Jenny. Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions?
Abstain.
One abstention. Kirby? Motion carries. There also, under appointments, we need to vote to rescind the recommendation made for the appointment of the Oneida Library Board. So there was a motion by Jenny, seconded by Kirby, to appoint two individuals, and it's been clarified that we only need one individual appointed to this board at this time.
Chairman, I'll make a motion to rescind the previous motion and to accept the chairman's recommendation.
Jenny, can you Is your mic on?
I'll make a motion to rescind the previous motion and accept the chairman's recommendation to appoint Xavier Horkman to the library board.
Second. All right, so there's a motion by Jenny, seconded by Daniel. Any discussion? Seeing none, we'll vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Aye. Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, so I think we can get back to executive session actions.
A motion to accept the chief counsel report.
There's a motion by Brandon, seconded by Trish, to accept the chief counsel report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next one is to accept the general manager, gaming general manager's report for September 2018.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Trish, seconded by Brandon. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next item B under unfinished business file number ED18-029. Accept the update.
So moved.
Support.
Second.
Motion by David, seconded by Jenny. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. B2 was deleted at the adoption of the agenda. C, new business, review applications for the Oneida Library Board to accept as FYI.
So moved.
Motion by David. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Jenny. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstain? Motion carries. Item 2, review applications for Oneida Nation Arts Board. To accept as FYI.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item, review applications for the United Youth Leadership Institute Board of Directors.
Make a motion to accept as FYI.
Motion by Jenny, is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by David, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? One abstention. Kirby?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion carries. The next item is approve a limited waiver of sovereign immunity for Merchant Link LLC, file number 2018-1211.
So moved.
Motion by Brandon, seconded by Kirby. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item is to approve two actions regarding the tribal action plan. The suggested motion accept the discussion regarding the tribal action plan as information.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by David, seconded by Daniel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next items prove a limited waiver of sovereign immunity, CNH America LLC and Wapaka Tractor Incorporated, file number 2018-1157.
So moved.
Support.
Motion by David, seconded by Trish. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item 7, approve a limited waiver sovereign immunity for Austin Straubel International Airport, file 2018-0990. There's two suggested actions: approve a limited waiver of sovereign immunity, Austin Straubel International Airport, file number 2018-0990.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by David, seconded by Jenny. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next requested action is to authorize the chairman to sign the third ground lease extension agreement, file number 2018-0990.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Kirby, seconded by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item, approve employment contract DR-16 employment agreement, file number 2018-1226. The suggested motion is to approve employment contract DR-16 employment agreement, file number 2018-1226.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by David, seconded by Kirby. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Chairman, I believe there was an email also from HR about the employment numbers, making a correction from 9020 to 82008.
Correct.
All right. So note for the record that the numbers were corrected. Can you repeat those numbers again?
9020, correcting that to numbers 82008.
Okay, thank you. All right, number 9 under executive session. Approve two actions regarding the Bay Bank Corporation Incorporated annual shareholders meeting. Suggested action is to approve the proxy statement dated October 10th, 2018. Regarding the October 12th Bay Bank Corporation Incorporated shareholder meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Trish, seconded by Kirby. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next suggested action is to approve resolution item. Approve the liaison to deliver the proxy statement in accordance with resolution 101018A.
So moved.
Support.
Second.
Motion by Brandon, seconded by Kirby. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next, file number PA501, follow up with DR01. Suggested actions: defer file PA501. Follow up with DR01 to the October 24th, 2018 regular business committee meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Brandon. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item, file number PA502, follow up with DR16. The suggested action is defer file PA502. Follow up with DR16 to the October 24th regular business committee meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Kirby. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Number 12, file number PA503, follow up with TDR01. Suggested action is to defer file PA503, follow up with TDR01 to the October 24th regular business committee meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Kirby, seconded by Daniel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. 13 was deleted in the adoption of the agenda. So that concludes our business for today. A motion to adjourn at 10:27 would be in order.
Moved.
Motion by David, seconded by Daniel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you, everyone.